Before we go this morning, I won't preach this whole message to you, but let me just share a few thoughts from it. I know that many times we look at our lives and we have a lot of question marks. We wonder why this happens, why this doesn't happen. Not everything that takes place or doesn't take place is a direct result of spiritual conditions or situations. Sometimes things that take place are purely physical. Sometimes it's strictly emotional. But then there are times that there's physical and emotional things that take place that are related spiritually. Sometimes that's the most difficult thing of all, is to decipher which one's which. The man that we all know of in the Old Testament by the name of Samson is one that gives to us a startling inside picture of of how weakness can come when we least expect it to, or when failure comes when we don't see it coming. Samson, the strongest man that is recorded ever being able to do what he did, feats of courage. Surely that courage was wrought about because of his superhuman strength, as it were. But then we find that because of one detail of his life, he was left weak as any other man. And the startling thing about that whole story, you've probably heard me say it before, I'm sure I've said it here, he wist not that the Spirit was departed from him. He got up and said he would shake himself and go out just like at any other time, but he did not know that the Spirit of God was gone. I find that a little bit of a struggle to grasp the fullness of what that means. But then over in the book of Hosea, chapter number 7, this chapter is given as a reproof to Israel and Judah for their manifold sins. Now, I don't want to look at that aspect of it. I want to look at verse number 9. Verse number 9 says, "Strangers have devoured his strength, and he knoweth it not. Yea, gray hairs are here and there upon him, yet he knoweth not." You see, the comparison between this verse of Scripture and Samson may have some very unique similarities. Samson was not aware that the Spirit of God had left him. This passage indicates that some things had taken place. Strangers have devoured their strength. Now, if we were to go to the dictionary to understand what a stranger is, I'm sure we all have an idea of strangers. But Webster would tell us that the defining element of the word stranger is one who is neither friend nor acquaintance, a foreigner, an outsider. one who is neither friend nor acquaintance. The point that I would make this morning, if I were to take the time to delve into this subject matter this morning, is that sometimes there are some religious experiences or some personal complaints or personal issues that we would have that are directly related to the strangers that have found their way inside of our lives. We don't like to look at the word pride when it comes to ourselves. We want to look at that word related only to somebody else. But sometimes we have taken that word for ourselves and we've changed it around and we've misspelled it and we've mispronounced it and and we've come to the conclusion that it's not pride for me, it's just whatever. You say, well, what could take its place? Well, self-confidence could take its place. Or it could also simply be shyness has taken its place. I'm not knocking against shy people. I'm not talking about that at all. But sometimes timidity would keep us from doing what we ought to do. I didn't think I was having to deal with this morning. Strangers that have devoured our strength could simply be a personal desire to be accepted by somebody other than God. You see, that's also a form of pride. When we want to be accepted by somebody outside of the will of God. Pride devours our strength. I'm not going to go into every little point here. One of the biggest issues that will devour our strength is disobedience. Simple disobedience. Self-indulgence. Neglect. Devouring our our strength. Wow. Where did this come from? I used to think that if you would pray and read your Bible every day, you would not have to worry about backsliding. I don't believe that anymore. I believe that you can pray every day and you can read your Bible every day, but still lose strength. You say, well, how could that be? Because you could read and pray every day and it'd be nothing more than a rut. It could be nothing more than the fulfillment of duty. Duty to somebody else, not a duty to God. So if you read your Bible every day, you pray every day, thank God. Count your blessings that you have developed that. But the thing that'll keep you in the right way, yes, reading and praying every day is a vital aspect. But what'll keep you in the right way, that'll keep your strength up in the midst of conflict and in the midst of battle, is really found in one word. Obedience. The bottom line to our spiritual success is obedience. The bottom line to our entrance into heaven is obedience. Songwriter put it to paper this way: obedience is the very best way. It's the only way. Spiritual strength being devoured, sometimes we need to just stop and look and say, am I doing all that God wants me to do? Am I being all that God wants me to be? Am I saying all that God wants me to say? Am I being obedient? It is so easy for us. It is so easy for us in the day that we are living with all of the voices of the world around us. And Paul talks about the many voices in this world. And we are hearing so many voices coming in. It's easy for us to trim the truth here or trim the truth there or trim it down over here. Whether it's in our standards or whether it's in our direct obedience or whether it's in the purity of our mind, purity of our gates, the eye gate, the ear gate, the senses being filled and saturated with things that are designed by the enemy of our soul to slowly destroy us. You see, I don't believe that you and I are in the place where the enemy's going to come and attack us with a drastic change and a jump from this side to that side all in one night or in one day. But what he will do is allow strangers to slowly destroy our strength. And then when we look back, where have we gone wrong? Or when our children look back at the way that things used to be, wow, things are different now. And they don't even understand it. They don't even see the danger of it. They don't understand the catastrophe of it. But we're moving. In our world, generally speaking, and in the church realm, generally speaking, we are moving in a direction that is going further and further away. Strangers devouring their strength. And God help us to maintain our strength by obedience. Following God with a pure heart, fully intending to serve God. A complete surrender to divine will. And I said I wasn't going to get into all the details there, and so I better just stop. I don't want to be like Samson and wake up and find out that I've missed it. That I've missed it. Let's stand together this morning.